This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Magic Valley Bags, government cash, but can it crack food safety approval? In a sharp nod from the Australian federal government, the Melbourne-based cultivated meat disruptor, Magic Valley, has scored a $100,000 grant from the Industry Growth Programme IGP. The cash injection isn't just a pat on the back, it's fuel to accelerate its push towards commercial production and, crucially, Australian and New Zealand food safety approval. For those keeping score, Magic Valley has been making waves since 2022, when it became the first company to create cultivated lamb without any animal-derived components, thanks to its use of induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs. Then, in 2023, it rolled out cultivated pork mince, proving it's not a one-trick pony, or lamb in this case. Now, with government backing, the company is looking to ramp up production, refine bioprocessing, and slash costs, essential moves if it wants to see its product on supermarket shelves rather than just in press releases. But here's the kicker. None of this means much unless Magic Valley clears the regulatory hurdles. The grant is a solid boost, but Australian and New Zealand food safety certification remains the real finish line. Unlike Singapore and the US, where cultivated meat has already hit the market, Australia and New Zealand have been slow to greenlight cell-based meat, thanks to the notoriously thorough approval processes of Food Standards Australia New Zealand, FSNZ. And without that green light, Magic Valley's high-tech meat remains an expensive science project. This funding turbocharges our ability to scale. We're not just making meat, we're creating the future of food, said CEO Paul Bevan. The enthusiasm is warranted, but the reality is that cultivated meat has a regulatory roadblock that's yet to budge in this region. If Magic Valley cracks FSANZ approval, it won't just be a win for the company, it'll be a watershed moment for the entire industry in Australia and New Zealand. The bigger picture. The cultivated meat market is tipped to hit a staggering $945 billion by 2040. Governments worldwide are taking notice, funneling money into what many see as a necessary shift in global food production. The Australian government's National Reconstruction Fund prioritises agricultural value, adding in low-emissions tech, making Magic Valley's play a textbook fit. But investment and interest are one thing, getting actual products to consumers is another. So, where does this leave Magic Valley? Ahead of the pack, sure. But until that all-important FSANZ approval lands, this remains a high-stakes waiting game. The grant is momentum, no doubt, but the cultivated meat sector in Australia and New Zealand needs regulatory action, not just financial backing. Magic Valley may be leading the charge, but will regulators follow suit? This audio sponsor's link is at the bottom of the article.